Welcome into 3 and Out. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV, and as we do every week, we are taking a look back at the best highlights, storylines, and games ahead for your Denver Broncos. And even though we don't have a game this week, we still have a lot of great stuff in store, so let's get right to it.
Manuel loads it up, home run ball that should be picked. It is!
First down now means that we are talking about our favorite plays from the previous game. Phil Milani joins me now, and Phil, there was one big play in the fourth quarter that had everybody talking.
Yeah, Justin Simmons, what an interception there. I mean, you think that E.J. Manuel would know, don't throw up a 50-50 ball there for Justin Simmons. The ball is a little bit underthrown, too. You know, you would think in a competition with Amari Cooper, who's an outstanding wide receiver, it'd be close, but Simmons just went up and got after it.
Down the field, and it is intercepted! Simmons with the pick. Out-battled Cooper for the football.
And then he was talking to us in the locker room, and he was like, I thought I jumped too early. But it turns out he jumped just right at the perfect amount of time.
When we see Will Parks and Justin Simmons having good games like this, maybe it's no longer baby no fly. Maybe this is no fly.
Well, you see, sometimes they still get a little bit confused when they're switching from zone to man and stuff like that. But, gosh, those two in particular had an outstanding game against the Raiders.
My favorite play from this game had to be A.J. Derby's touchdown catch, right? How about that for a first career touchdown catch? Going out, grabbing it one hand, keeping his balance, tiptoeing down the sideline. I can't think of a better way to break into the scoring sheet than that.
Yeah, really cool play design on that one because Isaiah McKenzie actually went in motion before the snap, kind of cleared out that area, and then you saw Derby going, he came out, snuck through the line there, was wide open. That's because two guys were on Demaryius Thomas, too. And then, of course, check that glove, you know. That was a really tremendous snag for him.
What a catch! Oh, he catches it, spears it with one hand, and Derby finds the end zone.
Time for second down now, looking at the big headline from the week. Eric DeLalo joins me now. And, Eric, we don't really have a game this week, so there isn't a huge headline. But looking back at the first four games and where we are now, what's your biggest takeaway?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of obvious to some extent. Everybody's talked about it. But every team in the NFL wants to stop the run, and they want to run the ball. And the Broncos have done that with the best of anybody else in the league. I mean, obviously, they're number one in rushing defense, yards allowed per game. And right now, they're third in rushing yards per game. So when you look at that, it's hard to get much better. And then you look at, if a team wants to beat the Broncos, they got to throw the ball, and that plays into a strength there too with Chris Harris and Aqib Talib and Bradley Roby and Justin Simmons and Darian Stewart. And then from the offensive side for the Broncos, I think you're going to continue to see the tight ends develop. You're going to see Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders eventually get open when some of these other teams decide, hey, we can't let C.J. Anderson beat us, or we can't let A.J. Derby or Virgil Green beat us. So I think the Broncos are in a really good place. And maybe you could have predicted that they'd be 3-1 going into the bye week, but I don't think a lot of people thought it'd be doing it like this.
Coaches love to break up the NFL season into quarters. We've hit the quarter pole, number one. Going into the second quarter, what can we expect? What can we look forward to?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because a lot of teams are probably looking at themselves right now, but if you're the Broncos, you have to also be paying attention to the AFC West. The Raiders, if you look at their schedule coming up, they've got the Ravens, they've got the Chargers, they've got a short week game against the Chiefs at home on a Thursday that I think will be really, really interesting for this division race. They could have Derek Carr back by then. That'd be a really interesting development. If you look at the Chiefs, they're at Houston, then play the Steelers, then are at Oakland for that short week, and then welcome the Broncos on that Monday night. By the time this next quarter of the season's over, we're going to have a lot of answers, I think, about this division. And especially that Chiefs-Broncos game on Monday Night Football, the day before Halloween. That's just going to be a tough environment. And if the Broncos win that game, they're going to be in really good shape.
You know, we've got some things that's working for us, but it has not been efficient enough for me. Defensively, obviously, stopping the run was a goal of ours. And that's happening. Our pass coverage is pretty tight. But we've given up too many explosive passes. That's led to points, you know. So you know, obviously, it's some good and bad there.
Time for third down now with senior reporter Andrew Mason and Mace. We usually look ahead to next week's game on third down. We don't have a game this week, so we're going big picture. We're looking at it all right now.
So does this make it third and very long?
Yes.
Like third and 20?
Yeah.
Third and 25?
Third and very long. Third and 12. How about that? We're looking at the next 12 weeks. We heard Coach Joseph say he wasn't really happy with the efficiency of some of the things on offense and defense. What can we expect that? How can we expect that to change in the next couple of weeks?
Well, the bye week gives you a chance for some extra practices. You've got the Wednesday practice, and then you have a Monday practice coming after the bye. And usually, teams use those practices to focus on areas that need a little bit of extra work. So you can imagine that the Broncos would probably take those extra two practices and may put a little extra emphasis on red zone work. You're not asking the offense to do anything it hasn't already done. You're just asking it to get back to the level it was at in weeks 1 and 2. Because you have that foundation from earlier in the year, you've got a better chance of getting that there.
When you see the next couple of games that the Broncos do have, New York, you see Philly, Kansas City, LA, you said it, New England, when you see that slate of games, what can we expect as far as those matchups with the Broncos?
Well, start with the Giants game, and of course, they've struggled. They're 0-4, but at the same time, they're two last-second kicks away from having some different results. I've looked at the Broncos' schedule as kind of that first five games being together because you had four home games in there, and I thought, okay, Broncos probably need to be 4-1 in those first five games because you had that three-game road stretch looming after that, and even some great Broncos teams have struggled with three-game trips. Doesn't matter who you're playing, it's tough to go on the road for three consecutive games in this league. The 97 team that won a world championship went 1-2, so you needed a fast start. And then on the backside of that, New England coming in, struggling on defense, but Tom Brady in the offense, point a minute, right up there among the league leaders. So it's a pretty key stretch the Broncos have here coming out of the bye week, one that may determine the course of the season that follows.
And what things we can improve on to help us, you know, close out this 12-game stretch that we have coming up. And so it'll be good, though. You know, a lot of guys will feel well-rested, you know, with the quick bye. But it'll be good. Looking forward to it.
That'll do it for us on 3 and Out. Special thanks to Austin Brink and Aaron Gunning behind the camera, as well as Phil Milani, Eric Dalala, and Andrew Mason. I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you next week on 3 and Out.